Stepping into the Edwards Art Gallery is a bit like stepping back outside. Massive blue skies and lightly ruffled lakes hang in gilt frames on the walls. As show curator Franz Nicolai said at the West of Washington exhibit opening, there's a reason for the familiarity.
I'm just so thrilled that we have such a wonderful turnout in response to this wonderful gift of visual imagery of our backyard. This is our backyard, and it's such a delight to be surrounded by it.
Jamie LaFleur, owner of the Banks Gallery in Portsmouth, explains that it was a headline-grabbing disaster in 1826 that first brought Hudson River painters Thomas Cole and Henry Cheever Pratt to the area.
What started it all was the Willie Slide, which was a mudslide that occurred up in Crawford Notch, and a slide that killed a family in the Willie House, and that became sort of an event that made news all over the United States and in Europe. And that began to have people draw folks up to the region to see this wilderness.
In his diary entry of October 6, 1828, Thomas Cole wrote, "The sight of the Willie House, with its little patch of green in the gloomy desolation, very naturally recalled to mind the horrors of the night when the whole family perished beneath an avalanche of rocks and earth." For 50 years or so, the landscapes of Cole and Champney and others were much in demand. But his taste shifted from realism to impressionism at the turn of the century. Many of the White Mountain artists were forgotten and died in relative obscurity, as Andy McLean, who provided the works featured in the show, describes.
So Hudson River School style kind of went out of favor. New painters weren't learning to paint in that style. They were painting in the impressionist style. But there are students now who are interested in the more traditional style of painting, learning to paint the way it was taught in Europe in the 1800s.
Emily Lee, a 1999 graduate of Holderness School, who assisted with the exhibition opening, is just such an artist.
Well, the thing that most people don't realize is that the education that these artists had is no longer taught in art schools today. So I've had to search long and hard to find teachers that could teach me the kind of skills that I need to paint like this.
Learning the traditional methods and painting in a bygone style might seem like a form of nostalgia, but really it's just a way forward for artists like Emily.
I was searching for a way to really give the viewer the experience of being in the place, and I can't think of anything more powerful to make art about.
It's this desire to convey the living landscape that connects Emily to 19th century artists like John Kensett and Benjamin Champney.
You know, sitting still for 4 or 5 hours in one spot studying a tree is, I never thought it could be such an exciting experience. And when I'm sitting there, I realize how alive the forest is around me. And I think that one little painting that takes 4 or 5 hours of complete focus is filled with life, because you're sitting there experiencing the living forest around you.
And that's what's on display on the walls of the Edwards Art Gallery, the living forests and mountains and lakes and rivers and fields of New Hampshire, our own backyard from 150 years ago, still alive today. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.